Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Well, let's talk about a couple of Pinot Grigios and their kind of different colors. One's Pinot, one's Grigio. Well, this is the 2011 Cupra Atems Pinot Grigio from Venezia Giulia in beautiful Italy. And this was a $19 bottle of wine, and it was labeled Ramato. And Ramato is sort of like the opposite of rosé, in a sense, because you take white wine and you leave it on the skins as long as possible to get a little bit of color to it.
Right. This was very, very pale. Paler even than some of the rosés from...
You or me.
Well, that's true. What I was going to say was paler than even some of the rosés you get in Provence that are that eye of the partridge, that real pale orangey color. So this is just a tiny little tint. I liked it okay. I wasn't over the moon about this wine, though. It had a little bit of candied marzipan, a little bit of orange juicy sort of style to it, a slightly stinky nose. It was okay, but it didn't blow me away.
I liked this wine more than you did. I thought it was super light. It was nice. It was dry. I thought it was very drinkable, and maybe too drinkable. It would go down fast. Another Pinot Grigio that we reviewed was the 2011 Exit, and Exit is written backwards, so it took me a half an hour to figure out what it says. And this was made by Palazzone. It's from Umbria. It, like the other bottle of wine, was around $16. This, I thought, was also very drinkable. This was I thought for a Pinot Grigio, a wine I usually avoid like the plague, I thought this was actually pretty good and had some character, more than you usually get.
I liked this one better than the previous one. It had a little grip to it that gave it some body, some character that you don't always get in Pinot Grigio. It had citrus, it had a real freshness to it. I liked it very much.
And it too was slightly pink because it was also Ramato style, a good cocktail party word that I would suggest anybody use. So two nice Pinot Grigio options from Italy for Word on Wine Review. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.